EX command grabs, false Roman cancels, and crouching medium kick into super. This is Ikinardi Podcast. Hey everybody, I'm Jesse Jace. I bet you thought this podcast was finished. I bet you've thought that several times over the course of its history. Yeah, the biggest obstacle in the way of making Ikinardi Podcast has been free time, but free time is what I have a whole bunch of this month, and I think you know why. I won't get into it, but it's related to infectious disease pandemic. So here comes the content creation. Better get ready. I've been in a real fighting game mood lately. If you checked in on my YouTube channel, which you absolutely should, it's called Chorus Isolate Confirm, you will have seen a two-part retrospective on fighting games in my life. It's called My Fighting Game Autobiography. Check that out. It's like two 15-minute videos. And you'll also see that I got back into making Fight Me episodes for Street Fighter V, in which I'm playing Blanka and getting better and better. So I thought, you know what? I got fighting games on the brain. Let's do an Ikinardi Podcast episode about fighting game music, because there is a lot of it. And a lot of it's really good. And we're going to be taking these tunes in groups according to their franchise. So rather than like just, random order or a game at a time, I'm going to take a bunch of games from the same series at once. And those are going to be the sets that I play. And the first one's going to be arguably the king of fighting games, the Street Fighter series. And we're going to start with the most famous of the Street Fighter series, which is Street Fighter II, the soundtrack to which is by Shimomura Yoko, mostly by Shimomura Yoko. There's a little bit of work in there by Abe Isao, a very little bit. He did, I think, the Sagat theme, and he did the Versus screen theme, which I've always liked because the Street Fighter II Versus screen is so hyper. Great. We're not going to be playing any Abe Isao tracks today, though. We're going to start with Ryu's theme. Ryu's kind of the main character of the Street Fighter series, and he's Japanese. So what Shimomura Yoko did was she made kind of a Western-sounding rock track, but she added in traditional Japanese percussion samples as accents. So you're going to hear a sample of a drum called a tsuzumi, which is the drum that goes pom. And then you're also going to hear some clappers, these kind of chi noises. I forget what that clapper is called, but it shows up a lot in kabuki theater and whatnot. And this is from the arcade version, so it uses Capcom's CPS-1 sound architecture. I think some tracks sound better in the arcade version, and some tracks sound better in the Super NES version. I don't think either version of the soundtrack is uniformly superior, but anyway. These are from the arcade version, and this is the first one, Ryu's theme from Street Fighter II. That was the main menu theme from Street Fighter V Arcade Edition. I'm sorry, I don't have an exact... I don't know exactly who wrote it. The newer the games that we cover on this podcast, the harder it is to nail down who wrote what, if you can believe it. Because older games tended to have just a single composer or two composers, whereas new ones have like a whole gaggle of people. They outsource tracks to people. It gets more and more complicated. So before the Street Fighter V main menu, you heard Street Fighter III Third Strike, Jazzy New York City 99. That one I can tell you is by Okugawa Hideki. That's a great soundtrack. So hip-hop. So much soul. Before that was High Tech from Street Fighter Alpha 3, and we started with two in a row from Street Fighter 2, Ryu's theme, and then Ken's theme. All right, so after Street Fighter, a lot of people's next favorite franchise, not everybody, but some people, is Mortal Kombat. And I'm glad we're talking about Mortal Kombat, because Mortal Kombat 1, the arcade game, has one of my favorite soundtracks of all. Now, it's hard for me to convince people of how good that soundtrack is, because it is an FM Synthesis soundtrack. FM Synthesis is the same type of sound architecture that the Sega Genesis used, and it's a little bit grating on the ears. But if you can get past that, and I think I said this when we talked about Genesis music back in that episode, when I played the Strider music, I was like, if you can get past the patches that are used, if you can get past the grating nature of the instruments, compositionally, there's a lot of highbrow stuff going on in this soundtrack. Like difficult time signatures, difficult melodic lines. It's what I call highly musically intelligent. And of course, this is by Dan Forden, who is a really nice guy. I had the fortune of emailing back and forth with him a little bit back in the day, around after Mortal Kombat 2 came out, I think. So all the Mortal Kombat music we're going to play is by Dan Forden. It's all from the first two Mortal Kombat games. We're going to start with the character select theme from Mortal Kombat 1. It's called In the Beginning. That was The Armory from Mortal Kombat 2. Before that was The Living Forest. Why do they call that stage The Living Forest? Like, forests are living. The Dead Forest would have been scarier. Or The Roaring Forest, because the trees are yelling at you. Anyway, whatever. Call it The Ed Boon Face Forest. That was from Mortal Kombat 2. Before that were three from Mortal Kombat 1. In the beginning, followed by The Bridge, also known as The Pit, and then Goro's Lair. All of that is by Dan Toasty Forden. We're kind of taking franchises in the order that I sort of met them in the arcade, so that means after Mortal Kombat, the next one's going to be Samurai Showdown, or as it's called in Japan, Samurai Spirits. And this is a unique series because even from the first game, the music has had a real strong influence of traditional Japanese music. The Neo Geo, which is the hardware that it came out on, it produces sounds pretty much the same way, I mean, basically the same way as the Super Nintendo, by playing samples, the difference being that the Neo Geo had a lot more memory to hold samples. But in Samurai Showdown, they used those samples to emulate traditional Japanese sounds, which was kind of new in games. Very new, actually. So you're going to hear all kinds of really Japanese-sounding stuff. And we're going to start with Hanzo's theme from the arcade version of Samurai Showdown, the original Samurai Showdown. This is also called Shadow.
Thank you.
Okay, that last one was called God of Military Arts. It's the Wanfu theme from Samurai Spirits 2019, the newest game. I don't like this trend of coming out with new games in a series and just calling it the series name, but they did. So that's based on Wanfu's theme from the first game. Before that were two from Samurai Spirits 3 Arranged Album. Usually I don't play arranged albums and remixes on this podcast, but actually the arranged album provided the tracks for the PlayStation version of Samurai Shodown 3. And I've loved that soundtrack for a long time. The first of those was Galford's theme, also called Shōjin no Taki, which means Waterfall of Enlightenment. And then after that was Kubikiri Basara's theme, which is also called Sanmichi no Nageki, which means Tragedy of the Three Paths. Pretty good music. I like it. Speaking of rock, how'd you like to really rock? Stupid thing to say. We're going to listen to some music from Guilty Gear X2, also called Guilty Gear XX, The Midnight Carnival, the game that you will have, if you watched my fighting game autobiography on YouTube, which you should watch, you'll know that I loved the whole concept of Guilty Gear because the character design, one of the character voices, and the music was all done by a guy, Ishiwatari Daisuke. He did the music in kind of MIDI form for the early Guilty Gear games, and then for Guilty Gear XX, a band got together and played it, and it turned out really nice. It's all glam metal. It's like a four-piece band, or maybe a three-piece band overdubbing guitar lines. I'm not sure. So anyway, I like this soundtrack a lot, and we're going to start with the theme for Jam, Kuradoberi, because she was my favorite character in Guilty Gear X2. It's called Babble Nose. We'll be right back. All right, that was Noontide, which is the Kai versus Soul theme from Guilty Gear XX. That's probably the best track in that game. Before that was Momentary Life, which is the Bai Ken theme. Before that was the Potemkin theme called Burly Heart, and we started with Babble Nose, which is the Jams theme. All of that's by Ishiwatari Daisuke. I hope you liked this look at game music from over the years. And I'm going to play you out with, we're going to come full circle and go back to the Street Fighter franchise. This one's from Street Fighter 4, and I'm going to plug my own musical endeavors because Street Fighter 4 was a big deal. It had music, it had a theme song, I should say, by EXILE, which is a huge Japanese pop group. I don't remember how I got my hands on the tracks necessary to do this, but I made a remix of the theme song. The Japanese version is called The Next Door. The English version is called Indestructible. And I redid the instrument tracks and then combined it with voices and sounds from the game. So this is The Next Door, the Jesse Jace Thomas SF4 mix. Yeah, it's got a really catchy title, I know. And I want to thank you all for listening to Ikinari Podcast.
The
fight card is filled in. Which of these warriors will prove their strength to the world?
Can't lose my mind.